This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, we answer a question on disability and survivor benefits. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this week we received the following question, which I think will apply to a number of people, so I felt it was a good one to answer on the blog here. So the question goes, my spouse receives Social Security disability and has for several years. I worked full-time and then went to part-time as I now have his responsibilities as well as my own. His situation worsened and I gave up working in 2015. He's 58 years old and I'm about to turn 62. If I retire early on my benefits and something happens to him, what is the percentage of his benefit that I qualify for? I can't seem to get a chart with clear info on that. If I wait until full retirement age, would I qualify for 100% of his benefits? His disability benefit is higher than what my benefits would be if I file at full retirement age. Can I file for my benefits now and switch to his at my full retirement age, even though he will not be full retirement age? Social Security is very confusing. Well, amen to that. Social Security is very confusing, especially when you mix in with it not just Social Security retirement benefits, but spousal benefits, survivor benefits, disability benefits, all the different kinds of benefit programs. So let me just take these one at a time. First of all, if you retire early, it will not directly affect how much benefit you receive if he passes away. So your retirement benefit and your survivor benefit on his record are two different benefits. So it is possible for you to be collecting your own benefit early, as you're planning to do, it appears, or it sounds like in your question. But then if he passes away, as long as you wait until your full retirement age to claim that survivor benefit, you will get 100% of his benefit, specifically the benefit that he would have been entitled to at his full retirement age. This is a little different than some cases because he's currently receiving disability payments. But just for those, I'm not going to go into the rabbit hole too deep on the disability payments here, but generally what happens is the disability payments that you're being paid, or your husband in this case is being paid, are effectively his full retirement age retirement benefit. They just aren't reducing them for him claiming them so early. You said he's 58, which is way beyond or way before his full retirement age. They essentially say, and the numbers aren't exactly this, but this is really close. They essentially say, we're going to not penalize you for becoming disabled, allow you to receive Social Security benefits, and essentially pay you as if you had reached your full retirement age. Now, so that means for you, if he passes away, your survivor benefit will be essentially what he was receiving, because he's already receiving his effectively his full retirement age benefit. The only thing that would reduce that is if you claim it yourself before you reach full retirement age. You could create a situation where you get less than 100% of his by claiming the survivor benefit before your own full retirement age. That's really the factor. It isn't affected by him, when he passes away, when he's claimed so much. The only thing that could happen is if he, in a completely different scenario, if he hadn't been claiming and he had delayed claiming way up after his full retirement age, approaching age 70, he could have created a survivor benefit larger than his full retirement benefit through the use of those delayed retirement credits. That's clearly not going to happen here because he's already effectively claiming now, so he's not going to be able to take advantage of those delayed retirement credits since he's already claiming. The second part, when you turn 62, you're eligible to receive your own retirement benefit. You can collect either your own benefit at that time or your spousal benefit. And because he's already claiming disability, you effectively are eligible as if he'd claimed a retirement benefit. You're effectively eligible for a spousal benefit once you reach age 62. But since that's before your full retirement age, it's going to be reduced from the baseline 50% of his full retirement benefit. That's the spousal benefit versus yours. Both of them, whichever one you end up claiming or combination of the two, will be reduced for the fact that you're claiming at age 62. So you didn't tell me what your benefit was. So you said that his benefit is larger than yours, but his benefit would have to be more than double yours for the spousal benefit, for the spousal benefit to be larger than your own benefit. So it's likely that your own benefit is going to be larger than half of his benefit. If that's not the case, then you are going to get a spousal benefit when you go in to file at age 62. You won't be able to turn it down. Under current law, when you go in, they will look at all the benefits to which you are eligible and will pay you the largest they can. And there is really not a lot of flexibility in turning down one or the other. So if his spousal benefit for you is larger than your own benefit, you're going to be paid effectively the higher spousal benefit. The only thing you can choose to delay filing for is a survivor benefit. That's a unique benefit that is separate and distinct from retirement, disability, and spousal benefits. But that's not the case now until he passes away. So the last question is that his disability benefit is higher than your benefit. Can I file for mine now and then switch? And I kind of covered that in my last comment, where when you go in, right, you say you're about to turn 62, we'll say now. When you go in now to file, they're going to pay you the higher amount, the spousal benefit or your own benefit. So effectively, the decision is going to be made for you. You can't claim your own and then switch to a spousal later on if the spousal amount is higher. The only time that really works and you have some control over that is if your husband hasn't filed any benefits yet. If he hadn't filed yet, when you go in to file, you're not eligible for a spousal benefit, because to have one, you have to have the husband who filed already. If he hadn't filed yet and was waiting until his full retirement age or beyond, you simply weren't eligible for a spousal benefit, so you'd get only your own benefit, even if the spousal benefit would have been higher. Because to receive a spousal benefit, the other person has to have filed for their own benefit first. Well, he's effectively done that by collecting disability benefits. So you'll have to go in. They'll give you the numbers on both. We'll tell you exactly what they're going to pay you, and you're just going to get what you're going to get. The only real flexibility you might have is in delaying filing, possibly, or if you file early, deciding when to switch to a survivor benefit if something does happen to your husband and he passes away. Because this is a fairly complicated case with a lot of variables about when you should file, spousal benefits versus your own benefits, the possibility of him passing away and leaving you with a survivor benefit, since there's a lot of moving parts here, I'd really recommend you get a Social Security optimization. We do that here in our office for what I feel is a very, very small fee, actually, and you can contact us via the contact page on the website here. Or there's a number of other places you could go for a competent analysis that will look through all the different variables and give you some guidance on what might be the best way to approach this in order to maximize the amount of benefits that you receive over your retirement. So thanks, everybody, for listening once again on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. If you have any questions, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And until next week, when I'll be back to you with a brand new post, hope everyone has a great week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.